Hey everyone, Rémi Maillard here, founder of Hollows Body, and today I am with Anthony, owner of Perfit Training Center. Man, so good to have you here in Bali.
Yes, thank you for having me here. It's definitely a lot warmer than where I'm from, back in Melbourne or Ballarat.
Right.
So yeah, no, it's good.
Can you just introduce yourself real quick?
Yeah, my name's Anthony. I own a gym, or well, I have two campuses in Ballarat and Bunyong, so Victoria, Australia. We are now a holistic transformation center, but previous to that we were sort of a boot camp and CrossFit gym that now is merged into that one whole sort of, I guess, approach to everything. So I have two kids and they're a ball of fun. They're only 7 and 4, so they're growing up, so they're pretty important to have that time with them as well. So I guess I'm here in this position just because of starting to work with yourself, Remy. So I'm sure Great. We'll get into a lot more details with that.
So can you tell us how was it before? So you joined, I believe, in January 2020.
Yep.
How was it before, 2019? And so you've been a gym owner for 9 years, right? You've been with us for 2 years. So how was it before, for those first 7 years? How was your journey?
The roller coaster of being a small business owner. So before, I guess, making that decision in January 2020 to work with you, it was working lots and lots and lots of hours. And just, I guess, felt like I was stuck on the hamster wheel, where you'd feel like you'd take one step forward and then it'd be two steps back, and just kept feeling like I was going backwards with, I guess, where I wanted to take the business and the growth that I had in mind and what I wanted to be able to do, and lifestyle as well. So sacrificing a lot, or feeling guilty because you're either working or you're missing family time or whatever it is. So yeah,
right.
it was hard, and probably getting towards that wit's end of like, all right, well, how much longer can I keep doing this for?
Right. Something had to change, right?
Yeah.
At the end of 2019, beginning of 2020, you were like, okay, something has to change now.
Yeah.
What was the thing that made you like commit to changing, transforming your business?
So I tried probably other, business mentors and programs previously, thinking that I've got to invest a little bit of money. So I probably had that mindset of that I know that I needed to do something and need that help. But I guess the programs that I was involved with were good with sort of like either one aspect, not the whole picture.
Yeah.
So I definitely got some good systems in that I could utilize, but it still left me working loads of hours and I guess for like revenue and so forth, like that reward that, like, I guess we do this, like it's obviously much more than money, but it is also something for lifestyle and having those things. So I knew that something had to change, and through one of the mentor programs that I was in, they introduced Remy as like a guy that can help with like business and everything, and I think there was even like a video or a podcast similar to this, I guess. Where you were interviewed by the owner of that program, and so I guess I was introduced to that and didn't probably give it too much thought, because I thought, well, I'm in this one now. But then knowing that things didn't change, there was parts that changed, but that it wasn't where I wanted it to be. So I knew that, right, well, I need to make another change, or I needed to do something, because I was getting, I guess, that burnt out and point of all right, well, maybe I should start looking to do something else. Or and I guess from that is when I made that initial contact, reach out to you, just because, I don't know, like thought bubble appeared that I need help, and I've been introduced to Remy, that I know a little bit about him, So naturally, you do some research, and so I just reached out, Messenger, and asked what's it all about. I think it was how it went down, and then from there, like, you would, yeah, just genuine and ask questions, and then just go, oh, well, I think like the best option would be to have a call, where, yeah, like, we sat down. It was actually probably, it was over 2 days, I think, just getting to know me, asking all the questions that went far more in depth than I felt comfortable with, but I knew that I had to probably face that for me to, I guess, grow and change.
And also to be clear on your current situation.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I guess getting that mirror held up to your face is pretty daunting. That you're like, all right, well, this is real and this is what's happening. Yeah. And
by the way, this is what we teach also to gym owners, right?
Yeah.
To have a process this way, where we really make sure that we only invite the ones that will be able to get the results.
Yeah.
And we filter out the other ones, right?
Yeah.
So now you understand why we took time to speak with you, to really make sure that you will get the results. The program is a 3 months program, that you would get the results 3 months later, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think like the values in that as well lined up with mine in that like real ethical way and caring nature, which was probably a big part. And then, yeah, just I guess realizing that if I don't make a change, and if that change isn't like a challenge, then you just stay the same. Like,
right.
I guess the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over right. and expecting. And that's probably where I was. So I was like, no, I know that I need to do something different.
Yeah.
And was I scared? Yeah, I was bloody petrified. Yeah. But I have no regrets at all. Obviously, it leads me to be sitting here in Bali on a work holiday.
Yeah.
Like, obviously through the journey, but yeah, just made that commitment and like, yeah, haven't looked back since.
Awesome. So tell us a bit more about how was your personal life before the program, 2019? Were you feeling stressed, anxious? We are feeling like you were plateauing, you mentioned. Can you like describe a bit more how you were feeling before?
Yeah, definitely tired and stressed.
Yeah.
Probably it was countless hours. Like I couldn't even give you a number on how many hours, but it was just like,
right.
Overworked. Yeah. Yeah. Doing a lot of work. And like that impacts on, yeah, like that family time. As I said, I've got two young kids.
Yeah.
So it impacts on that. And also like that social life as well. So like, I like to have fun and, but yeah, if you, not in that frame of mind, or you're feeling tired, it's like sort of dragging your toes to do those things, or you don't do them and then you're like missing out, and then I guess you fall further down that rabbit hole of stressed right, and right. tired and yeah. Yep. So
and so you mentioned that the previous mentors you've had before were able to only help you with one aspect. What was that aspect they were able to help you with, and that, and the other ones that they were not able to help you with and that you were looking for?
I guess that, like, yeah, it was really good for, say, systems. So
yeah.
having the running of the gym and the facility systems, and like how to like the paper flow system, that like, all right, well, this is where the flow goes. This is where, if coaches want time, like all that, the probably, I guess, management of staff. Mm. And it didn't go into like how to
make more money, acquire new clients, retain.
Yeah, it had it all right with retention. And one really good thing was like it had a coach development program, which I still use, and it's been like an absolute blessing. And I've been able to share that with the people that I've mentored through now as well.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, like in terms of that growth, it was. Probably more just like content orientated, and it wasn't like, I guess it's like going fishing without bait on your hook.
Mm.
In the fact that like you put a photo up and people hope that people respond, or right. It wasn't like really videos, or it was about probably more about branding,
right?
Than and then the hope that people were like, oh yeah, I want to be a part of that. Where
right, yeah, understand. And so, how did we help you then?
Well, yeah. So I, as you mentioned, like that 3 month program, like it went so far further in depth than you'd, like you could think, like.
You didn't even know when you joined what you were.
No,
about
it was just
to,
like, right,
to learn and about to execute on, right?
Yeah, it's like I'm jumping and hopefully I can grow wings on the way down, and I put myself in a position where I'm going to grow some wings. So yeah, like obviously starting off like with the modules and that we have is like working on the mindset, the absolute, I guess that was the foundation. So fixing the mindset on how to approach things, not only for me like as the owner, but also for that ethical way for the clients and that genuine care. So being able to work on myself first to be able to then obviously with that be able to provide that and more to my staff and then also members and that as well.
Right.
And then I guess systems wise, I mentioned that I had systems in there, but we were able to then tweak them and based on like the program that we learned through like these modules to be able to tweak them to make them even better and all line up. And then, so like, went through like the sales. I don't like to call it sales cause it's not really sales. Like we're trying to help.
It's more of
people.
An interview, right?
Yeah.
Interview process.
Yeah. So like that interview process on how to actually genuinely sit down with a potential member and also have the courage to go, nah, we don't think this is going to be a good fit for you.
Right.
So we don't want to waste your time and money. Yeah. And no different, I guess, to how I started with it is that we checked all these boxes and if there was any doubt or any red flags or anything like that, then yeah, like same thing, I wouldn't have been offered a position into the program. So utilizing that and knowing how to structure that when we're sitting down in that interview to get to know the prospect or the potential member, and not just stay surface level with their goals. So I guess then if we fast forward through more some more modules, like working on how to do the mindset coaching, how to do trauma coaching, but habits and so forth, so that you have that understanding of, all right, well, this is like almost like a psychologist without the degree in a way, but to a level that's safe and we're not saying to do things that we shouldn't do.
Right, we're not speaking about the trauma or stuff like that, but we realize that it could come from a place of trauma.
Yeah.
And then we're able to ask the right questions so that they find the answers themselves, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing is being able to, I guess, have the courage because you know that you're coming from a genuine place of care to ask those questions that are actually needed, because the same thing is the people that are coming in have either tried everything before that like there's no point just doing the same thing for them.
Right. Yeah. They probably tried, I don't know what you have in Australia, I'm not too sure, but they probably tried programs like Weight Watchers, stuff like that, right? A bunch of different programs. Yeah. And they probably lost weight, maybe counting calories, stuff like that, but then they gain it back and it's not sustainable. Yeah. And they always get the weight back, right?
Yeah. So being able to, like, I guess as part of the program is that the buck stops here. It's like, this is like, we're setting you up for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That this isn't just a band-aid fix and just go,
right,
here you go, put this on for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever the program is. It's actually addressing that whole picture.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess being shown and watching hours and of content to be able to learn and absorb.
Right.
And then from that, not only that, it's not just like, here's some videos, watch this, is it like the group coaching calls and the one-on-one mentoring to be able to then like ask questions and dig deeper into understanding and am I doing the right thing? And like, it's not just like, here you go, sink or swim. It's you're there every step of the way from it. So yeah, definitely learnt a lot. Yeah.
So if you would have to, like, in a sentence or two, describe what the program is, you know, the Hollows Body program.
Yeah.
How are we able to grow gyms so quickly, right? We're talking about 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 new members in a month, right? And you can do that every month if you want to until you're maxed out, basically.
Yeah.
We are doing that without bait and switch free 6-week challenges. We are doing that without free trials. We are doing that without using any tricks or gimmicks or, you know, hacks, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Some gym owners use some strategies that are just tricks, but I don't think it's very sustainable. It probably works short term.
Yeah.
But then people realize that you're just a trickster.
Yeah.
So how is it that we can get as good results than those other methods that are gimmicks and tricks, but without the gimmicks and tricks? How are we doing that?
I think that is qualifying the right fit. So as I said, we don't accept every single member.
But first to attract them.
I guess using Facebook targeted ads that we were using testimonial videos and having the ads through that and going through, and they'd go through a landing page, then booking a time for that consultation.
Those other methods would do probably the same, an ad to a landing page to book an appointment at the gym. But using a free bait and switch challenge, we are not doing that. Yet, we can get cost per lead, cost per appointment, cost per shows, and cost per new client very, very cheap. What is our secrets to get those cheap leads and cheap new clients? On average right now, our clients are getting new clients at the gym, new members, for just $40.
Yeah.
Right, $40. And then you get a new client. For you, when you get a new client, it's $1,200, right?
Yeah.
So how are we getting clients for so cheap without using the tricks and the gimmicks? You were speaking earlier about before in 2019 being more conventional gym and now having a new positioning.
Yeah, I think we're targeting now the... if you call it targeting, but it's probably more appealing now to the people that aren't motivated already, the ones that actually need the help. Getting the cheaper leads is the Facebook picture, but with 6-week transformation. And it's not saying this is a free program or anything, but the program is appealing in terms of that it does cover everything. It's not a cookie cutter.
Right.
It's covering that. It's a holistic approach that it's not leaving any stone unturned from that. So,
That's it. That's basically how we work on the positioning.
Yeah.
That then you are able to get very cheap leads and very cheap new clients, right?
Yeah.
So basically we make you transition from being a conventional gym to becoming a more holistic, and we call it transformation center, because you're really different compared to all the other gyms that you have in town, in Ballarat and Binignon, right?
Yeah.
You really change the way you deliver, and it's by working first on your delivery that then we can have amazing marketing and client acquisition, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess the biggest thing over that period for me is, the culture in the community is has been as strong as it ever has, but the personnel that we're getting now are the ones that genuinely need it, and
the ones who need it the most, right?
Yeah, some people it's life or death.
It's chronic diseases.
The world out there now, there's so much information, it's so confusing, and they don't know where to turn to or whatever, and so then they don't.
Right.
The people that we have in the gym now, that demographic has shifted a little bit, or actually a lot, where we can still cater for all levels, but definitely getting a lot more people that are not a normal, have never been to a gym or been too scared to go to a gym, haven't had the confidence.
Right.
Because
the thing is that basically only 4% of the people can stick to their habits and goals. And so usually personal trainers, gym owners, only want to focus on this 4%, right? The ones with the right mindset.
Yeah.
And about the 96%, they might think, oh no, I don't want to help those guys. They don't have the right mindset. They are not following through. I don't want those type of members. But what if you find a way to help 96% of the population? Because now you have soft skills like mindset coaching, accountability coaching, trauma-informed coaching, habit coaching, those type of skills to really help those people. Now it's a huge, huge market that you can tap into that no one else is tapping into.
Yeah.
And so now that's like a massive advantage when you can help those guys, the ones that don't have the right mindset.
That definitely. And that's what we've found is, the people that are coming in that, a lot of them have never stepped foot in a gym or haven't for years because of bad experiences or whatever it is or different things. But then being able to show them that, like, to build their confidence that they can do it, but then get them results and that, like, it's a massive shift in, I guess, our business as well.
And so gym owners and the personal trainers watching us now, they might be like, oh, I just want to be coaching. I just want to do classes or I just want to do personal training. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. I don't want to be doing this.
Yeah.
What would you say to that?
I guess it's you've got a small fishbowl that you're trying to attract. Like, the people that are already motivated and going to gyms, they're either generally setting their habits and routines and pretty set in. So it's almost like trying to rob Peter to pay Paul sort of thing where, like that other, where the people that actually need that help, and it's so much more rewarding as well, that like if you can get someone off the couch and getting their first skipping since they were a little kid or like whatever it is, like the smallest little things that might seem small to you, but like the power that it brings, like, and then just that, just the culture that it brings and the atmosphere as well in the gym and those sessions. It's just, it's amazing to see and be a part of.
Right.
So I think, like, there's so much more out there and so many more people that need the help that, you could stay in that small fishbowl or you could open up the eyes and you've got, as you said, that 96%, really, like, it's untapped.
Right. And here we're not talking about crazy psychology skills here. What we're talking about here is just taking 5 minutes, right? Just taking 5 minutes to sit down with your gym members and just ask them questions about what's up.
Yeah.
If they didn't follow on their meal plan, what's up?
Yeah.
If they didn't show up the week before, what's up? What's going on?
Yeah.
Right. And just speak about that and then just asking them questions, and you're not going to be lecturing them, right? Telling them what to do about their trauma or stuff like that. No, you're just going to ask questions and they will find the solutions themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely, they have a lot of eye opening moments, I guess, that of that realization, that, all right, they're now in control and they've got that support around them and they've got that community around them, that then they, their confidence just grows and and then the results just flow from that for them. Yeah.
And how are those clients, this new type of client that you have now, compared to like the CrossFit athletes, right?
Yeah.
How are your clients now?
I think definitely, like, it just creates a much better, I don't know, vibe that everyone, they know, like, is for a lot of the new members that haven't stepped foot in, like, that intimidation factor can be pretty high without even knowing or seeing anything in there, like, just because it's a gym. But then they get in there and they see someone that's like them, that, or like, and they're struggling all the same and they're on their journey and it's,
And they're loyal also because they get amazing results with you.
Yeah, and then when you're getting them results, that's when they just, like, that's like jump how high sort of thing is.
Right.
Like, they're, they become that lifelong member.
Right.
So, that keeps continuing to, build, and then they, obviously they become our billboards as well. And from that is then they've got their friends that are probably exactly the same. And, like, it's just that continues to fuel itself with it. But yeah, they're sticking around for a long time because well, they don't leave actually. Like the cliche, I guess, is you come for the workout, stay for the community, and it's what they do. Because they're having fun, they're enjoying it, and they're getting results. They keep coming back.
So basically, there are three ways, right, to grow a business. More clients, that's the first way.
Yep.
Times. How much you're charging per client, times how long they are staying, how many times they are paying you. Those are the only three ways to grow your business. And so here, from a conventional gym, right?
Yeah.
To a holistic transformation center. Do you see how here we are working on those three things? We are charging more, right? We are attracting 96% of the population instead of 4% of the population. It's way easier to get new clients.
Yeah.
And they are better clients. They are loyal. They get amazing results. They pay you more, right? So for a 6-week program, you charge 1,200.
Yeah.
We are working this week, now that you are in Bali, you're going to go to 3K or more soon.
Yeah. Right?
And then after those first 6 weeks, then they continue with you. Yeah. And same, you increase the price of the membership for that.
Yeah.
And you have a different type of membership. You have the classes only membership, but then you have some more premium memberships where you also help with nutrition, accountability coaching, mindset coaching.
Yeah.
Habit coaching. And so you're making way more per client now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you've got those options and I guess the tools to be able to do all that as well.
Right.
To be able to offer that and deliver for them. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, awesome. So you joined in 2020, the pandemic.
Yeah.
3 months later.
Yeah.
Oosh.
Yeah.
So what happened? Was 2020 for you?
2020 was probably at that time, or actually not at that time, but yeah, was my best year ever. And out of that, we were physically closed for 6 months, like just shy of 6 months through lockdowns. We had it pretty harsh in Victoria, in Australia. So there was a...
Australia was pretty crazy in terms of lockdowns.
Yeah, we had a 12 or 13 week lockdown, the first one, and then we'll... literally open for maybe a week and a half,
right?
And then bang, back into another 12 or 13 week lockdown sort of thing. So I guess for me, like starting the program in January and getting through that, I'm pretty sure I launched my ads like a week or two before we actually got locked down, not knowing that that's what was going to happen, but it's like it is what it is. But from
and
that,
so what was the how was those how was this first result that you got right away? When you launched the ads for a week, you were getting a lot of leads, consultations.
Yeah, so definitely, clients. Yeah. So launched those ads and got straight away, I'd have to check, but probably maybe 10 to 15 new members.
Yeah,
In a week, And then through the actual lockdown and like we created and like I guess... was having the support of other gyms, but created, like we didn't rely on our bricks and mortar as the gym of what we provide. Like without that, we're nothing. We're actually way more than just the bricks and mortar and the equipment. So because we had all those different options that we could have and nutrition and mindset and so forth that, we were able to grow whilst we were shut and maintain and retain a lot of our current members to keep paying their full membership without the doors being open.
Right. And acquire new ones also, right?
Yeah. Yep. So I think if I remember correctly, it was like 45 new members in that 12-week block when we were closed. So from, when we were closed and then opening up to like, we need to like... because we come back with like restrictions on how many people in class and so forth that, we need to add more classes or we need, because we couldn't increase the cap because of the rules and that. So we were able to adapt and on the fly to be able to handle that and then obviously shut again. And what we found through that as well is that, I guess the mindset, and this is the stuff that we worked on, is that had that mindset of, all right, well, it's just an obstacle that we can easily, well, not easily, but we can find a way through.
Right.
So it's like, well, we don't need to really change, like get into that victim mindset or poor me, or we're closed, we don't have a gym sort of thing, where we're just really positive and kept our community buzzing and alive, even though we couldn't be face to face. We still, so what we had is from the first one, I think numbers, we had about 85%. Of members maintain their membership. Some people obviously lost their jobs or stopped working, so that was, they just went on hold.
Yeah.
To, and obviously growing to that sort of 45 to 50 members in that time, new members. And then the second time we got locked down, we had, I think it was like maybe one or two that went on hold because they're like, oh, they loved what we were doing and wanted to be a part of it because they missed out on it the first time. And we managed to grow again, probably 20 to 30 members in that time to, yeah. So like 2020, yes, from that start, of January to where I think if I didn't take that leap and start, I probably wouldn't be sitting here.
You would have closed, shut down the gym?
Probably would have closed, yeah. To then, obviously getting through 2020 without being closed for 6 months to being, buzzing and actually growing in that time where a lot of people, and unfortunately, but a lot of people, gyms, businesses and that didn't have the same effect.
Right. And so 2021, 2022, what happened? You continued acquiring new clients, retaining them, charging more and more.
Yeah.
Right? Going more and more holistic, more and more high ticket, more and more premium.
Yeah.
Now you're charging 1.2K for a 6-week program. Before it was a bit cheaper, right?
Yeah.
Soon it's going to be 3K. We're continuing to coach you, right?
Yeah.
On the becoming more holistic, more transformational.
Yeah.
And tell us what happened after, after 2020, what happened in 2021, 2022?
Well, in 2021, we were in and out of lockdowns for like 5 days a week sort of thing. It wasn't as long.
Right.
So it's still hard to keep maintaining a rhythm and like that momentum.
Yeah.
But as I said, we sort of just kept the foot down with what we're doing and offering. But I guess through the program as well is that like you're continuing to add new content and new ways. It's not just like, all right, well, this is it now and this is what everyone does. Like it's like evolving and improving and improving my skills to be able to then, from that, like, I guess confidently towards the end of 2021, 22, the start of 2022, is be able to have that confidence that, all right, we're going to maintain open and things are back to sort of normality and, be able to grow. So then, and we're continuing to grow now and we've increased. So recently, start of August, increased my price.
And so we are, today we are,
what are we, September?
September 20th. Yeah. Okay. So go ahead.
Yeah. August 1st, we increased every single person's membership rates.
Right.
So we had some members that were on really old rates, that, we put everyone up onto the same level, so made it just consistent throughout. And didn't lose a member from that, so managed to maintain.
That's huge, that's great.
Yeah, like it's always daunting when you're sort of asking people to, like it's, I guess the thing, asking to pay more, like obviously time and rent and all the other expenses are going up, and so sort of evolving and moving with that. So yeah, maintaining that, and then to increase our actual 6-week program, like we doubled the price of it.
From 600 to 1.2K?
And it's through, I guess, the work that we've done and with the program is upskilling myself and my team to be able to deliver even more and on that 6-week transformation.
Let's speak about your team real quick.
Yep.
Beck.
Yep.
You also have Ebony.
Ebony, Christy, yep.
And let's speak about how many hours a week you're now working.
Yeah. So... Well, actually, probably should have last year, I stopped coaching as like I sort of put it into what I wanted to do because I was in that position where I could delegate to be able to have my coaches step up and have their roles to be able to take some of the load off me, so then I could pull back in areas that I wanted to and focus on things as well. So yeah, I mean, before it, I was working countless hours, couldn't even tell you how many hours a week, 70 yeah or more, to then reality, like actual hours that I had to, like in terms of what I want, was probably maybe 10 or 15.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But then obviously naturally being your own business, you do want to put in more, so you do, but it's still, it was choice rather
than it's not like to. You have to yeah.
So yeah, and that's probably maintained, and I've been able to do that. Yeah, so probably average about 10 to 15 hours that I have to, the rest is all watch choice. Right. Yeah, and that, I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, that's great. And so how have we been able to like coach back your, not really general manager, but at least she's your acquisition manager, right?
Yeah.
Marketing, follow-up, sales.
Yeah.
How did we coach her?
Yeah.
How are we also coaching now Ebony and some other members of your team?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I guess initially, like, I went through the program and I was doing it all myself and trying to juggle all the balls, to then knowing and wanting to obviously give myself, because obviously we want to have a certain, like, I guess business owners, they want a certain lifestyle, like we don't want to be married to the business and have to do everything. And that was the sort of frame, like, that I was like, I wanted to get to, is have that lifestyle where if I want to go on holidays and so forth, it's not going to disrupt or things just stop. So with that realization, like, Beck was a part, like a coach, she was coaching just like a women's strength and like classes and some PTs, to then like her youngest went to school. So that was going to school, I think starting 2021. So I guess towards the back end of 2020, started training her. So she was coming to the weekly group calls that we were having with other gym owners, to then having access to the same modules that I learnt it all from as well.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I guess as well, having access to Remy and the team to be able to help her as well if she had any questions, and, yeah, communicate with, to develop her skills, to then being able to fully delegate, like, all that. So, like right now here in Bali, they're back. The gym is, yeah, they've got consults booked this week and still.
The gym is growing and, while you're at the beach, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And in the rice fields and in the water.
Yeah.
In the waterfalls.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, developing her up. And then from that as well, like, is now, I guess, being in a position to create some more specific roles for Sam and Ebony to step up into as well.
Right, to help her grow the gym.
Yeah.
Because basically she was really busy with consultations all the time.
Yeah.
And so now with Sam, with Ebony, now you're going to be able to even speed up the growth.
Yeah.
Right? So that, you know, we can get even more clients.
Yeah.
Even more premium clients, right?
Yeah.
You're still not maxed out yet. No. But we're working on that, and the goal is to max out your two facilities, right?
Yeah.
And so, Beck, your acquisition manager, I would say, is crushing it, right? If I remember correctly, I think scheduling rates from the leads that we are generating from the marketing, 75% scheduling rates.
Yeah.
Then show up rate is, I think, at 85% for you, right?
Yeah.
And then closing rates, we don't really like saying closing, right? But more like enrollment rates.
Enrollment,
Was at about 94-95%, right? Yeah. So she's basically enrolling everybody, basically, right? When you have a 94-95% closing rate. Can you tell us more about how we are able to get such incredible conversion rates after the lead generation?
I think like the skills that you learn in terms of the nurturing and that, to be able to, I guess, when it aligns with you in terms of your ethics and what you believe and what you think is right in terms of that genuine care, and you've got the same, like, Beck comes from that place as well, and the others, and we haven't mentioned Tanya, so Tanya's doing it as well, is, yeah, like when you can sit down with someone and you have that empathy, but you have the understanding, but you also got your own experiences that you can draw upon as well, that, yeah, like, I think that ability to connect and have that rapport to be able to ask the right questions that get them to, I guess, really see the position that they're in and that it's not where they want to be.
Right.
To then, yeah, like, and us then also from that is making that choice if we can actually be 100% certain
right.
that they're going to be a good fit and that we can help them from that side, right. Yeah.
Because the thing is that if you use a free six-week challenge, a bait and switch, two strategies, right? Some are printing golden tickets, pretending it's a super confidential beta program while it is actually just semi-private coaching. Yeah. I mean, just like tricks and gimmicks to make the marketing work. Some people will pick up on that, right? Yeah. They might click the ad, opt in, give their phone number, email addresses, first name, last name, but then they're going to realize that there is some bullshit, right? If you're using those type of gimmicks and tricks. That's not what we do, right? We are marketing and selling with love, I would say, right? With truth. And then people pick up on that too. And that's how we can get such incredible skittering rates, show up rate, and enrollment rate.
Yeah. I think, and that is like we screen them and I guess we set the expectations from the start as well in terms of that, like we're not going to just enroll you just because you think that you want this or whatever. Like it's,
right.
So we're sort of, I guess, from that is we've got the ability now to have the people that are ready and need it and need or want to be able to make those changes that, for life or death of some of them.
Right.
And then having, I guess, then from that is the programs and the systems to be able to follow through on that and deliver.
Right.
Yeah.
Because today, Beck, your acquisition manager, probably has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 appointments with people at the gym where she's going to speak with people to enroll them into a transformational program.
Yeah.
Right. So you know that your two gyms will be maxed out at some point. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
It just takes time to enroll people because you only want the ones that you want, right?
Yeah.
You will be maxed out. So if you know that, then you can be picky, right? With your clients. Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's not, you're not, hanging on to, oh, I need this sale or anything like that. It's like, no, well, if you're not going to be the right fit, you're going to have more headaches with that person and it could be like a cancer to the community and culture that, if they're not the right fit, it's having the ability to go and have that confidence to be able to tell them, all right, this might not be the best thing for you and be able to point them in the right direction and give them a lot of clarity on their direction that they need to, but not wasting their time and money and also your energy, which transfers to time and money as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So currently we are managing your ads, right? We launched a new campaign, I think about a month ago. I think you got 40, 50 new clients during that time, right?
I've messaged Beck because she's, as I said, like she takes care of all that. So, but yeah, about that.
And I remember that, because we manage your ads because you want to delegate it so that you can just work the 10, 15 hours a week, right?
Yeah.
You want to delegate to your team, delegate to us, and so that you can just manage the team and that's it, right?
Yeah.
So you delegated the ad management to a Holos body. We are handling your ads. They are working so well that sometimes you're texting me, you're like, hey man, can we just stop the ads? Because we're getting way too many leads.
Yeah.
We're getting way too many consultations, way too many clients. The calendar is full.
Yeah.
Please pause. Pause the ads.
Yeah.
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 We're getting very cheap leads currently.
Yeah.
Right. And same. Great scheduling rate, great show up rate, great enrollment rate.
Yeah.
And more and more premium clients you're getting also. I think you already more than two times. You doubled basically your revenue since you joined the program. While working, I think that's 4.6 times from 70 hours to 15 hours.
Yeah.
You're working 4.6 times less and you doubled the profit of the business. And we're still working on that. Probably when you're going to have the two gyms maxed out, it's going to be like 3-4 X, right? For the profit.
Yeah.
Once you're going to be a maxed out.
Yeah.
Especially now that this week we're working on the charging even more.
Yeah.
We're going to charge $3,000 for a 6-week program soon.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you're on your way to 3X, 4X, 5X the business compared to what it was in 2019, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. How do you see the future?
I think create, as I said, get to that max out and have the team with each of their roles and be able to create even more freedom for myself. To be able to go travel a little bit more and do things like this more often. Still with my own, I guess, vested interest in what I want is still obviously be a part in to a level of like what I want to do, not because I have to. So I'm don't plan on ever stepping away because I enjoy it. And it's the satisfaction of seeing those accomplishments and being a part of someone's journey. It's super powerful and I guess fulfilling. The goal, I guess, to be maxed out and have the team, just all cylinders firing and
Awesome. And how are you feeling now? 2019, stressed out, overwhelmed, tired, something had to change. You were feeling like you would probably close the gym if something doesn't change. How do you feel now?
I'm not gonna lie, there's still the ups and downs, as there always is, but definitely a lot more confident. With a lot of the flexibilities that I've been able to create by delegating and that it gives me more confidence to be able to continue to grow the business in other areas, not just I've got a vision of what I want to have in continuing and with that whole approach, holistic approach, and have a health and wellness center that we've got nutritionists and doctors and physios and chiros and sauna, all that sort of stuff, cafe, everything in the one sort of spot, and we've got the space there. So that's sort of, I guess,
awesome.
The we'll say 2-year goal, I think.
Yeah.
Is to be able to be in that position that we're opening door and there's a cafe and you come in, work out, get food, whatever. Yeah.
Do a body composition analysis, do a massage.
Yeah.
Get your mindset accountability session, right? All those things.
Yeah.
Awesome. How did that change your life? Yeah. How is it now with the kids?
Being able to spend that time with the kids and take them away on holidays and create lasting memories with them.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so it's definitely being able to separate the things and not feel guilty for doing one because of the other sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely improved that and then financially as well. Being able to support my habits or things I want to have in my lifestyle as well.
What would you say to gym owners watching us right now thinking kind of sounds too good to be true?
I was probably in your exact position, that thinking of it's too good to be true. It'll happen for you, it happened for me, but it won't happen for I was in that exact. And that's probably the exact reason why I needed to do it, because I was caught in that mindset of that the fear is holding me back, really, whether it's a fear of failure or I can't believe that can happen to me sort of thing. So I think if you're sitting and watching this and thinking that, like, it's actually happened, it's proof I'm here in Bali right now. Like, it's, I guess you already know, like, you've probably been stuck on the hamster wheel for years now. And you already know, like, if you keep doing the same thing, where it's going to end up, that, yeah, and this is, as I said, the program that has changed my life, to be able to create the lifestyle and the gyms and that I want to, and that sits well with me, that it's ethical. As I said, like, as we said, it's not like the bait and switch or anything like that. That's like, you come in for a free program, but here we're going to charge on the side. I think, just don't think about it too much. Like, you already know where you're going to go if you stay in the same thing, if you don't change. I was scared, anxious, all the above, but yeah, like, now I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This morning I showed you how we reorganized the program, right? We restructured the program. We are doing more done for you now.
Yeah.
What would you say to gym owners that are maybe now thinking, sounds like a lot of work. It sounds like I'm going to have to learn about trauma and stuff like that. What would you say now that we restructured, made it more streamlined, more done for you? It's an 8-week program now.
Yeah.
It used to be 12. Now it's 8. More done for you. What would you say to gym owners that might be thinking, oh, it sounds like a lot of work. What would you say?
The way you've streamlined it now, like, it's almost like instant results sort of thing. Is like, I think you've condensed down the content a lot more now to streamline it to be like directly like, let's start getting your results. Because I guess the reason I signed up originally is like, you need that help initially straight away. Like, some people, it could be life or death in terms of their business.
Yeah, you have to pay the bills.
Yeah. So it's like, you want that instant result, where I think, yeah, now you've structured it that it's like, bang, instantly, like, what is it, 10K in 10 days or something like that. Like,
right
you
away.
Start off with that. And then once you get that, I guess, yeah, it'll build that confidence, and it'll probably free up time or that stress. So then you have the ability to focus and do those things and get through those 8 weeks. But yeah, you'll be your revenue and that so much in that first 10 days, and then what it can continue to do from there.
Awesome. So if you want to get the same type of results that Anthony just got the last 2 years, I invite you to book a call with me or one of my team members. We're gonna speak for an hour, sometimes it's 2 hours.
Yep.
With Anthony, it was 2 hours.
Yeah, right. It was.
We really make sure that we check all the boxes, right? We tick all the boxes, and we check and we check and we check and we check that if we invite you 8 weeks later now instead of 12, you will get the results, and that you're the one sitting on that couch next that I will be interviewing, right? We really want to do that. We really want to have great success, right?
Yeah.
So far, we only have 5-star reviews. Well, we want to keep it this way. So I would rather say no to the money and only make sure that we get clients that will get the results. So I invite you to book a call now, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.